Thank you, Chair. And let me join my colleague Tusmuka Medov in thanking Your Excellency and the whole delegation for the comprehensive report which tried to respond to all issues and questions raised yesterday. And let me start by your remark concerning the reports I mentioned in my presentation yesterday. One is of the National Human Rights Institution established by the Constitution and with whom you work closely, as you explained yesterday. And the other one is from the ECTV, which also works closely with the government. But I mentioned other reports of other NGOs, and I said that information do concord and in a high level of conformity between all reports. Let me say that the whole system, the United Nations system, long ago relies on interaction with three stakeholders: states, NGOs, and national human rights institutions. All components of the system, the most important ones, UPR, do that, and they give the possibility for these actors to submit reports before these organs, UPR, treaty bodies, and even special procedures of the United Nations Council on Human Rights. And the reports we received, they are published in the site of our committee. They are public now. So they are public now.